tonight or today. Tonight or today. Tonight or today. You are listening to the Distract and Disable program. I am your host, Clue Banta. I am still here on planet Abu, where messages from the old blue marble seem to take an inordinate amount of time to reach my receiver. As it turns out, one of the elders, not the others, one of the elders has jumped in her spaceship. But she's not headed toward planet Abu. She's headed toward, well, I don't know. So I'm sending this transmission out just in case. Trivaga Le Faro. Trivaga Le Faro. Trivaga Le Faro. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Hey! Lay down, body. This old body. You is tired. Lay down, body. This old body. Poor soul and body. Is so tired. Poor soul and body. All need resting. So lay down, body. Yeah.
better second
Thank you.
When you look at a cloud, you think that the cloud as a being. And later on, when the cloud becomes the rain, you don't see the cloud anymore, and you say the cloud is not there. And you describe the cloud as non-being. But if you look deeply, you can see the cloud in the rain. And that is why it's impossible for a cloud to die. A cloud can become rain, or snow, or ice, but a cloud cannot become nothing. And that is why the notion of death cannot be applied to reality. There is a transformation. There is a continuation. But you cannot say that there is death, because in your mind, to die means from something, you suddenly become nothing. From someone, you suddenly become no one. And so the notion of death cannot apply to reality, whether to a cloud or to a human being. The Buddha did not die. The Buddha only continued by his Sangha, by his Dharma. And you can touch the Buddha in the here and the now. And that is why ideas like being born, dying, coming and going, being and non-being, should be removed by the practice of looking deeply. And when you can remove these notions, you are free and you have non-fear.
So right now we are in the major place of Hindu people, which is known as Pashupatinath, where you see lots of live cremation, 24 hours. We perform the ceremony here. And right now there are three dead bodies are burning, and one is about to be burned. The family member bring the body from ambulance. Then the first thing that they do is they carry the body in the bamboo ladder and they purify the body in the water. After that, we cover the body with three major clothes, which is white, orange, and red, in which white is the color of mourning and purity, whereas red is the color of happiness, wedding, and color of God. And orange and yellow is considered to be holy color. Yeah. So that those color we see in the funeral. When a man die, yeah, his first son will give the fire, and if in case the wife die, then the youngest son light the first flame of the fire that is start from the mouth. And to burn the body, we don't use petrol or diesel or kerosene. We use the things which is related to cow, because cow is holy animal. So we use the food which is eaten by the cow, example straw, yeah, we use for melting the bone into ashes, because the straw, when it burns, it have a lot of heat inside, and butter, which is from the cow, and also sugar, which is from the nature. So we use natural things, most of all, for burning the body. Depending upon the structure of the body, but in general, there is like 3 to 4 hours it will take from procedures to the end of the ceremony. So Hindu people cremate the body because of these five elements too, in which air, water, fire, earth, and sky is the things that we are using in our lifetime. Reincarnation is just a faith of all the Hindu people. What they believe is when we die, we have to be reincarnated, because body dies, soul does not die. If we do good karma leads us to heaven. If we do bad karma leads us to hell. Thank you.
knows and loves the fact that there are some things about them we can never know. And Oscar the cat, who lives amongst terminally ill patients at the Steer Nursing Home in Providence, Rhode Island,
Oscar,
seems to have one especially inexplicable ability.
We've noticed that if someone's in the dying process, he will curl up on the bed almost to comfort that person through their last hours.
Mary Miranda and her colleagues didn't notice it just once or twice.
He's done this 25 times in the 2 years he's been with us.
And he's never been wrong?
No.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
It's like clockwork. 2 to 4 hours before someone dies, Oscar shows up.
Quite often, this is actually the first trigger for the nursing staff to realize that somebody may be actually about to expire.
Oscar's eerie ability caught the eye of Dr. David Dosa, who treats patients here and teaches at Brown University. He was so impressed, he wrote about Oscar, who's just about two, in today's issue of the prestigious New England Journal of Medicine.
I think Oscar is a truly remarkable cat.
Oscar's unique talents can mean the world to patients with so little time left. It's not just that he lets the medical staff know when the end is near, but Dr. Dosa believes the cat might make it a little easier for patients to die.
He absolutely provides an unbelievable service to the patients that he serves.
So this is no joke?
This is no joke. He is able to provide compassionate care for patients that might otherwise die alone.
So how does he do it? How does Oscar know? Dr. Nicholas Dodman is one of the world's most renowned animal behaviorists.
When they perceive something we can't, we say, you know, it's magic or it's a mystery. In fact, it's just their superior senses in that respect.
Whatever motivates Oscar, he is dedicated to his role. He never leaves this floor voluntarily and seems interested almost solely in his mission.
He is not a cat that will spend quality time with residents on the ward unless they're about to die.
And he's just a cat.
Oh, sure.
He's miserable half the time. Lays all over my charts, won't let me get my work done, and wants his treats and then be left alone. But then when he feels that there's something wrong, he steps right up.
And for that, he has been cited by a Rhode Island Hospice Association. The Oscar Award hangs near where he works and lives. One cat unlike any other, at least most of the time.
WGXC Archives
WGXC.org. Keep tuning in, won't you?